Open our eyes, Lord, that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our mind and our heart that we might understand, so that we will turn to you and live.
I have a few things. This is on. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah.
Can everybody see me?
Yeah.
Awesome. Good. All right, well, friends, today we begin what the church around the world, not just us here in Charlottesville, but name some other places in the world. Europe? Chile?
I did not say Europe.
Oh, sorry. Annabelle said Europe. You got one? Emery, you got one?
I said Europe.
Oh, you said Europe. Somebody said Europe. What name? Where? Yeah, name a country, another state. Canada? Mexico? Ireland? Chicago? Asia? Let's all at once. Everybody think of one place. Maybe it could be a different town. Maybe it's where some family or friends live, or a different country. And then on the count of three, we're going to say it out loud. You ready? One, two. Hang on, I got to get a spot. Three. Go. Scotland. In all of those places, there are Christians. In all of those places, there are churches that are celebrating what we're beginning to celebrate this week, which is Holy Week. And so what I want to do is I want to take just a few minutes, and I want to explain what we're going to be doing this week as a church, because there are a lot of services this week with a lot of really cool, fun things. You get a bell. You're all going to get a bell. But first, before I do that, can we pray? Is that all right? Can we talk to God? All right, well, let's pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ, as we enter into this week, for those of us who are not children, would you give us the heart of children? And for our children here, would you help them to experience and to enter into the story of your love, of your mercy, of your grace and your kindness toward them? Would you help us tell the story well? Steward the story and them well. And we pray this, Christ, in your name. Amen. Amen. Well, this morning, one of my girls said that they asked the question, I already said this, is Holy Week a little bit like Spirit Week? Has anybody done a Spirit Week before? Maybe at school you dress up as different things or you do different things? No. Yeah? Have any of you seen a movie?
No.
No? Okay. What about a play? Yes. A few different ones? Okay. I could draw metaphors from all of those. But what we're going to do this week, beginning with today, is we're going to reenact. So we're going to act it out, and we're going to remember the story of Jesus' last week before his death and before his resurrection. So today, what did we start with today? Palm Sunday. That's absolutely right. And what did we remember? We just heard the gospel read. We remembered when Jesus, the week before he died and was resurrected, he rides into Jerusalem and all the crowds wave the palms and go, Hosanna, Hosanna. And we remember that Jesus comes, not as we often expect, but sometimes in the most unexpected ways. And then beginning on Thursday, we have three services. We have Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and what's called the Easter Vigil. Now, can I teach y'all all a new word? Can I teach you all a new word? You want to try to say this with me? I had to look up how to pronounce it. You ready? Triduum.
Triduum.
Triduum. Triduum. That's what those three services are called. It's actually one really big church service that takes 3 days. Now, do you think we're going to stay here for 3 days?
No.
No, where would we sleep and eat? That'd be weird. You got to go to school. There's no school Friday for us, but you have to go to school these Thursday. You don't have to go to school.
They just make
you go to school. All right. So here's what I want to show you, though, because I could tell you, so like on Monday, Thursday, that's Thursday night at 6, we're going to celebrate the Last Supper. And the Last Supper is when Jesus gathered with his friends, and there's two really important things that happened. The first thing is, and this happened before anything, is Jesus washes his disciples' feet. And you know what he washes the disciples' feet with? With water. And so we're going to have water in bowls. Now listen, we're not going to wash each other's feet, which to some people is disappointing, and to other people it's very exciting. But what we're going to do is, there are a lot of other churches that one of the things they do to symbolize washing one another's feet, which is a way of being served and serving, is by washing one another's hands. And so we're actually going to take time to wash one another's hands. We're just going to pour a little bit of water over everyone's hands, and then you're going to wash the hands of the person behind you. And then we're going to celebrate, because the other thing that happened on Monday, Thursday, on the Last Supper, is Jesus not only washed his disciples' feet, but he gave us a meal. What kind of meal do you think it was? Do you think it was a Happy Meal? Think it was Chick-fil-A?
No.
I think it might have been Chick-fil-A too. I think Chick-fil-A was maybe after. Maybe it was Chipotle? Maybe it was something like that. You think it was burritos?
Bread.
Maybe, yeah, bread. There was definitely bread there. Fish, that's a different story. There may have been. So Jesus and his friends were gathered together to celebrate. What is it?
Wine.
There we go. Hayashi. No. I'm just saying, he got it right. That's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So he gave us what's here on the table.
Wine.
He gave us bread and wine or juice. He gave that to his disciples as a way to remember him, to always know where he is and to meet with him again. Yeah. So he gave him that. And so we're going to celebrate that on Monday, Thursday. But Monday, Thursday is also a really sad night because Jesus and his friends leave to go into the garden where Jesus will be betrayed. And that's where we come. We move from Monday, Thursday, which is going to have water. By the way, isn't this bowl pretty?
Yeah.
The same person that made all of our chalices made this bowl. Isn't that beautiful? So we're going to celebrate with the washing of hands, and we'll celebrate communion together. But then we go into Good Friday. Now, here's what's really weird about Good Friday. It's called good, but one of the things that we remember is the death and the betrayal of Jesus. Does that feel good?
Yeah.
That doesn't feel good. And part of the reason why we say it's good is not to say, hey, don't be sad about this, because you'll actually, if you're here, you'll notice that we're very sad, that it's actually kind of mournful. But we call it good because we remember that the reason why that Friday, the reason why that cross is different than any other cross is because of what's coming on Saturday night and Sunday morning, which is the resurrection. But on Good Friday, what we're going to do is we're going to have candles. And we're going to have a bunch of candles here on the altar. And on Monday, Thursday, we're going to strip the altar. We're going to remove all the linens. We're going to cover it in black. We're going to cover our big cross in black as a way of mourning. And when we come back in on Good Friday, all of the black fabric will still be up. All of this will be covered. These candles will be gone. But we'll have a set of candles here on the table. And as we tell the story of God and of us, one by one, we'll put out the candles. Now, do you think we put out all the candles?
No.
No. We're going to leave one candle lit because it's a reminder that God's presence is never gone. And so we're going to remember that Christ died. And then we're going to go home, and we're going to leave in darkness. We're going to leave in silence. It feels very somber and very sad. But then we're going to come back on Saturday. Now, Saturday night, a lot of churches celebrate the Easter Vigil at midnight. Have any of you stayed up till midnight before?
Yeah.
A few of the older ones. I don't do that anymore. My bedtime is like 9:30. Does anybody else go to bed? Does anyone go to bed later than 9:30? Yeah, okay. Don't have to brag. I see it, Luke. So what we're going to do, because we want you to be a part of it too, is we're going to get to... Oh, you got a boo-boo. I'm sorry. Four boo-boos. That's crazy. So we're going to come together on Saturday, and we're going to gather on Saturday night at 7. And here's where I think a lot of the fun stuff comes in. You ready? 7's where you go to bed?
Maybe you could stay up late that night. I don't know.
So there's going to be a few things. So the first thing is, does anyone notice anything new up here? It's kind of tall. It's kind of decorative.
It's a big candle.
There is a big candle. This is a fancy candle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does anyone remember what we do during Advent? What's one of the things we have? We have an Advent wreath, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, did you know that this is kind of like our Advent wreath for Easter?
Yeah.
No, we'll leave the spikes in. I think it's supposed to be kind of pretty. But maybe we will. We'll see if they get melted. So here's the thing. I'm going to teach you another fun word. You ready? Paschal.
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 Paschal is the death and resurrection of Jesus, and this is our Paschal candle. It's our Easter candle. And so on the Easter vigil on Saturday night, we're going to have this in the middle, right behind all of y'all, where Mr. Paul, if you would, right about there. And we are going to start by lighting the candle. And we're going to light it from the candle that we left lit. Because even though we left on Friday knowing Jesus has died, the light is coming. And it's the light of resurrection. It's the light of life. So we're going to light this in the middle. And then on the way in, every single one of you is going to get a bell. I ordered 150 of these. Because we're going to have them on Saturday night and we're going to have them on Sunday morning. And so here's what's going to happen. We're going to start silently and Pastor Bliss is going to begin to ring our singing bowl. This is our singing bowl over here. I'm going to turn my mic off so it doesn't get too loud. And Pastor Bliss is going to begin to ring the singing bowl. On the third ring, you're going to start. And for a full 30 seconds, maybe even longer, we're just going to ring the bells. Now listen, do you think that sounds like sadness or does that sound like a celebration?
Celebration!
That's right, because one of the things we're celebrating is that Jesus is alive and that Jesus is resurrected. And so we'll begin to shake this. We're going to sing songs, we're going to read scriptures, but one of the other things I'm excited about is that we're each going to receive a candle, just like we do on Advent. And in case you don't want this one, we have a really cool electric one that I don't know how to turn on.
It's a button.
There we go. Boom. And what we're going to do is we're all going to come to the Paschal candle, and we'll be here to help you if you can't reach, and we're all going to light our candle from this candle. And we're going to hold it while we read the story of God's love for us, and we'll hold it. And then after we've read that story, we'll put out the candle, or it was not the best timing, but here we are. We'll turn off our candles, because one of the other things that a lot of churches will do on Easter night is they baptize people. One of the things the early church has always done was Easter was a time of baptisms, and so they'll baptize. And we're going to talk about baptisms in a minute, but one of the fun things we're going to do is we're going to invite everyone to remember their baptisms. You know how we're going to do that? Was anyone at the last baptism service? Does anyone remember what happened during the baptism service?
It rained
so that we could remember that we're baptized. But you know how we're going to do it on Saturday night? Is we're going to go, hey, is it okay? Remember your baptism. Remember your baptism. Remember your baptism. And we'll walk around and we'll remember our baptisms. Because I don't know about you. Well, first of all, Pastor Bliss doesn't remember his baptism. I was a baby.
I have a photo book.
Exactly. You have a photo book. That's a good way to remember it. And so it's sort of like remembering again that we're baptized, because baptism represents our death. Oh, you got a cross necklace too? We do something similar. I love that.
Yeah.
You were sick for a while? Yeah? You got a cross necklace. That's amazing. Well, here, this brings us to baptisms. Can I ask y'all a few questions?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I meant to tell you the oil is because on Tuesday, we don't celebrate this here, but Tuesday we remember Mary anointing the feet of Jesus with oil that smells really good. So I brought this up here, and if you want to smell it after, because it smells really good, like frankincense and myrrh, you can smell that, okay?
Okay.
But I do want to talk about baptisms. Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What happens if you haven't gotten baptized?
Oh, then it's okay to still get a little water on there. It's totally fine. It's sort of like, okay, so this is great. This actually, I'm gonna answer your question by asking a question. Is that okay? Okay. So let me ask y'all, what is the difference? I don't know how this question is going to go. What is the difference between a birthday party and a birth? What's the difference between a birthday party and a birth?
Getting born.
And a party. Celebrating.
And you celebrate. So celebrate.
Yes.
On your birthday.
Yes. Exactly. So what I'm hearing is your birthday party is when you remember your birth. And so the birth and the birthday party are different, right? So to remember our baptism, because baptism is not a birthday party. Our baptism is a birth. Our baptism is a birth. And so when we go to other people's baptisms, it's sort of like going to their birth and also remembering our own birth. It's like going to our birthday party. And so when we get sprinkled with water, it's like remembering our own birthday party. And baptism, I'm going to teach you another word. Maybe some of you already knew this. Can everybody say the word sacrament?
Sacrament!
Oh, that's really good. Sacramento, that's pretty close. I mean, it's kind of the one and the same. Does anyone, what do you think a sacrament is? Annalise goes, I don't know. And that's actually a really great answer. Laura, what do you think a sacrament is? We talked about this in the car on the way down, so you got a little bit of a head start.
It's about when you let go of something and, like, you go for something.
Okay.
You let something other go, like if you have a toy and you really wanted it, and then you see, like, something else, then you got to give that one back.
Okay.
And get the other.
Kind of like an exchange. Okay, that's one. Any other ideas? Corey, you got your arm about to throw your shoulder out.
When God gives the church something to, like, know, like, he's there.
Something God gave the church to know God. That's good. So here's what a sacrament is. And there are a few sacraments. The two big sacraments in the Gospels are the sacrament of communion and the sacrament of, what does this represent again?
Feet.
Okay, well, that's on me, not on you. Yes, that is the sacrament of feet. So let us pray. And also baptisms. And what sacraments are, and so we're going to talk about the sacraments of baptism, and then some other time maybe we can talk about the sacrament of communion. The sacrament of baptism is, and I'm going to use a big word and then I'm going to explain it. It's an embodiment of the risen Christ. What I mean by that is, that sacraments are the way that you and I can touch. Can everybody move your hands? We can see. We can hear. We can feel. We can taste the risen Jesus. I think one of the things Jesus knew was that there were going to be times when we were lonely. There were going to be times when we wondered whether or not Jesus was real. And let me tell you something. There are times that even Pastor Bliss wonders that, and that's okay. That's okay if there's times when you wonder that. But one of the gifts that Jesus gave us was he gave us things like water. He gave us things like bread and wine and juice so that we could use our senses to taste, to feel, to see, to hear the risen Jesus. Because one of the things Jesus said to his friends and says to us that if you've seen Jesus, who have you seen? God. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen
God.
If you've seen Jesus, you've seen
God.
Jesus was a sacrament of God. He was how we touched, feel, saw, smelled, could see who God was. And so that's what sacraments are. And so therefore, baptism is not a birthday party. What is it? It's a birth. It's a birth. And do we need births and birthday parties?
Yeah.
Because which one is cake at? Yeah, not a lot of birthday cakes at births, although I think maybe we should start doing that. But there's more cake at birthday parties, right? And cake is really good. And so like I said, some of you may not remember your baptism. Pastor Bliss doesn't remember his baptism. But I'm invited to remember and sort of celebrate my birthday party every single time one of you gets baptized. Every single time. There are some churches that have like a bowl of water out and I'll go in and I'll put it on my fingers and like that because I want to remember that I'm baptized, which means it's probably important that we know what baptism means and why we get baptized, right? Yeah. And so I'm going to tie it to why we use water. And afterwards, when we dismiss here in a couple minutes, only about two or three more minutes, I'm going to invite you to come touch the water if you want to. But one of the reasons why we use water is because if your dishes are dirty, what do we use water for? If your hands are dirty, what do we use water for? To wash it. Well, baptism is a washing. It's a cleansing. It's a cleansing from everything that harms us, that has wounded us, all the wrongs that have been done to us that we do. But it's also a place of life. Do you know that when you were growing in mom's belly, that there was water in there? That you could breathe in water? It was a place of life. Before you were born, you lived in water. And so when we go into the water, it's a reminder that Jesus is the place from which we get life. Now, one of the things is if you get baptized or if you have been baptized, then you know either Pastor Brendan and I will then anoint you with oil on your forehead. I'll probably have something like this. I have a little one that has a ring because I keep dropping it. I'm really clumsy. And so we'll anoint you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know why we do that? It's because not only have you received cleansing and washing and new life, but also we pray that the Holy Spirit, which is God's energy and power to help you follow Jesus, would come and would fill you. And we expect for that to happen. And so let me ask you this. If you're born, what are you born into through baptism? Water. You're born through water, but into two things. So one of the things Jesus told the church was to baptize everyone in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Can we do that together? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, which means that your baptism is like a doorway into life with God. Now, God's already been at work. For those who are starting to believe and starting to love God, those are the people who are invited to get baptized. For those of us who are starting to go, I believe Jesus is God and I love Jesus and I want to follow Jesus. So God's already started to plant those seeds and it's starting to come up. And then your baptism is that moment of you entering into not only life with God, but also life with God's church. And so I want you to all stand up and I want you to look and I want you to turn around. Because it's not just the community, or it's not just the community of the divine life, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but look at all these women and these men and these students. It also tells you, even on days when you don't feel like it, that you belong just as you are. And adults and students, when we celebrate those baptisms, it's a reminder that you belong just as you are. That you are loved by God and have been loved by God. Are held by God, that your life comes from, back to, is held together with, and alongside the divine Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is why we don't baptize in bathtubs.
Why?
This is why we don't baptize privately, because it is a communal event with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and with one another. And so friends, if you would turn back around, I'm invite you to be seated. And so I maybe have time for maybe one or two questions. And then if you want to, I'm going to invite you to come up and you can feel the water or smell the oil. What's your question? You want to head back over there? You totally can if you want to. Absolutely.
No.
Yeah.
One question. So why was Cora...
So we've done baptisms before in a big giant aluminum tub, but it wasn't alone. So it did look like a bathtub, but a bathtub I meant by private. Because at that point, we didn't have a river to go baptize in like we do now. So
we could just go in the hallway.
That's true.
No.
And so friends, if you're interested in getting baptized and haven't been baptized before, be sure to talk to your parents. You can come talk to me or Pastor Brendan, and we'd love to answer any questions you are. Here's the good news. Do you think you have to understand all of this fully to get baptized? No, you don't. You have to want to. You have to believe Jesus is God, even if you don't fully understand how that's possible or what that means. And to go, no, I think I love Jesus, and I want to follow Jesus. And you can do that young, you can do that old, whatever that looks like, and we're happy to ask you those questions. But guess what? There's no test you have to come take beforehand, okay? All right, can I pray for y'all and for us? And then if you want to, you can come feel the water or smell the oil. Does that sound good? All right, well, here, let me pray for you real quick, and then we'll go. Jesus, thank you for little children, both here and inside of us. Would we answer your invitation to let them come? We pray this, Christ, in your name. Amen.
Amen.
You want to feel it?
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.